Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love. That's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one guitar. Listen to that.
Oh, how big.
Just listen to the guitar playing on that. That's an amazing. If you've ever seen him, if you get a chance, go to YouTube.com and type in Lindsey Buckingham, Big Love, and watch him play. Especially if you play the guitar. I own one. And if you've ever played the guitar, it's an amazing, amazing performance. Welcome back, 7 till. You never know what you're going to get here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We got a little bit of everything. Right now, we're talking mobile with our good friend Chuck Martin. His book is called The Third Screen. I encourage you folks, let me tell you something. If you buy this book, you will send me an email within 2 days and say thank you for recommending it. I promise you. If you're a small business owner, you must know what Chuck knows about mobile. Now, I know almost as much as he does, but not quite. So you can't get it just from me. You got to get the rest of it from Chuck. Chuck, thanks again for hanging out with us. And
that's good. So what kind of guitar do you have?
I have a Takamine.
Very nice.
Yeah,
I'm going to fall into Martin Herringbone.
1978 Takamine.
Excellent.
It's a dreadnought.
Yeah, nice.
I love it. Do you have one?
I've got a Les Paul.
Oh yeah.
The Gibson, and I've also got a Martin Herringbone.
All right. Ooh, I'm jealous. But you know, this Takamine is pretty darn good. It's one of the classics. It's over 30 years old. Hey, let's talk about mobile. Let's wrap up our visit here on mobile. When I think, Chuck, about how I'm using mobile more and more every day, I'm using my smartphone for more and more things. I'm using it to buy things. I'm using it to shop. I'm using it to I'm taking pictures and sending them around to people. I mean, it's not a tool anymore. It's an extension of my life. My smartphone is.
It's become
an extension of my existence.
Yeah, that's happening with pretty much everybody. When you think about leaving your house in the morning, someone may forget their keys, may forget their wallet. They never forget
their
phone. It's a highly personal thing. And once someone gets a smartphone and they start customizing it, it is totally personal. If you look at somebody else's phone, someone else's smartphone, you look at it and it makes no sense to you. And the same thing if someone looks at your phone. It would make no sense to them. And what people are doing is they're integrating it now everywhere they go and everything they do. If you look at shopping, for example, more than 40 million people in the U.S., 40 million, that's a huge number, are using their mobile phones for shopping activity now.
Yeah.
So if they've got smartphones, it's a lot higher. And if you're in the 20, 25 to 35 group, it's even higher than that. It's like 60-something percent.
Right.
So that's a really big deal. Mobile payments, we're going to start to be paying things by mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
In a few years, I think 4 years, 50% of all ticket sales or tickets for anything will be sold via mobile.
Yep. And they've got these attachments that you can put on your mobile phone, on your smartphone, that allow you to take credit cards from customers where, like if you're in the field somewhere or something like that, you just swipe the card in this little tool that you attach to the phone and it works like a charm.
Yeah, the hot one is called Square, Square, and the device, the dongle, the thing you plug in is free, and then they take a small percentage.
Talk about giving power to small businesses at the last mile, Chuck. I mean, this is amazing.
It's South by Southwest in Austin. When you pay for a taxi, the taxi driver doesn't put your card into some controlled device in the dashboard. They pull out their phone,
right,
and they swipe it on a device on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's really easy and it works. It just works. Another thing is NFC, what's called near field communication, that's referred to as NFC, and that's being built into phones now. And there are going to be millions of phones that have this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got it in my one of my phones. I've got a Galaxy Samsung Galaxy Nexus. So I have NFC built in and a thing called Google Wallet, which is a deal with MasterCard. So MasterCard has these terminals. They're called PayPass, mm-hmm. and it just looks like a swiping credit card machine, like you have a checkout at a supermarket. But mm-hmm. it's not. You just tap it, just like in hotel rooms. The hotel rooms now are moving to different kinds of the chips built into the cards.
Right.
So you just tap the card instead of swiping it, and it opens the door.
Wow.
Well, that's built into the phone, and they had a display of this at South by Southwest with a group called ISIS, and that's a group that's launching in 2 test markets this summer in Salt Lake, Utah, and in Austin, Texas.
Chuck, go ahead quickly.
Well, I said people are going to be paying by phone.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up, Chuck. There's so many things. You got to come back real soon. The book is called The Third Screen, folks. You got to know about mobile, and Chuck's the man. Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Great to be here. Thanks.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Not today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.